Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Thursday of the 21st week in Ordinary Time. Our first reading will be taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. Our psalm for today is Psalm 90. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51. Today's gospel acclamation from John's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 15. Our Lord says, I call you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. And so, my brother, my sister, we are friends of God. And because of that love for us, we are forgiven and endowed with his redeeming grace and blessings. Hence, because of those blessings, we are saved to the uttermost until sin becomes a thing of the past in our lives. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. But the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Therefore, my brother, my sister, before Jesus returns in his glory, we have work to do. Our mission is to make him known through practices of faith and actions of hope. St. Paul says in today's first reading that our faith must be our source of great comfort to those in or with troubles and sorrows. In other words, my brother, my sister, the sick must become joyful when they feel our touch. The widows, orphans, petrified, the dehumanized, defaced, and ostracized must breathe a sigh of relief when they hear us speak and when we comfort them. In addition, we are called to lead the condemned, imprisoned, the victimized, rejected, and the abused to that point of glory and thanksgiving. Therefore, as friends of God, our task is to transform our families and neighborhood, to spread God's love and friendship, and to prepare ourselves and others for the kingdom of God. The time to act is now. The time to speak for hope, for justice, is today. The time to speak about the security issues within our families, within our society, is now. Yes, this is the time to remind our leaders about the shortness of our lives and to encourage them to act for the good of our communities, the good and well-being of their citizens. The psalmist of today says, Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. As co-workers of the Lord, as beloved people of God, sharers of God's love, mercy, and peace, we must pray for God's wisdom. We must pray for a renewal of his presence. We must ask him today for help. And when his help comes, we must learn to stay awake. We must never stop working for our happiness and the happiness of others. Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 43 says, Blessed is that servant whose master finds him working, doing so when he returns. Thus, my brother, my sister, we pray that the Lord in his infinite mercy will grant us the graces necessary for the work he has given us. And when Jesus comes, may he meet us, sharing his love and mercy. May the Lord find us doing his will. We will now conclude our reflection with the prayers of St. Paul in today's first reading. May God our Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ make it easy for us to come to you. May the Lord be generous in increasing your love and make you love one another and the whole human race as much as we love you. And may he so confirm your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless in the sight of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus Christ comes with all his saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.